And now some news about WBUR ourselves today. The station announced that it will lay off more than 10% of the station's staff, including several newsroom leaders, and stop producing the nationally syndicated sports program Only a Game in a major restructuring. Just a little earlier this afternoon, we asked WBUR CEO Margaret Lowe about the 29 cuts here at WBUR.
The cuts are all across the organization. The reason for the cuts is twofold. One, we were and have been impacted by the fall in underwriting due to the COVID crisis. Importantly, it is also a reorganization creating what we hope is a really, really strong WBUR going forward.
So Margaret, can you give us some sense of the balance there? What percentage of the move that you made today is the result of restructuring you were already planning? And what percentage of it is a result of the global pandemic and the financial losses from that?
It's a little bit hard to break it down, Tiziana. I think I would account for a lot of it as being part of the restructuring. And part of what one has to do is think about where you want to go, what your ambitions are, and what you need to stop doing in order to do that. We are an incredibly strong local news organization, and we're doubling down on our journalism and our programming and programs like Radio Boston so that we can really be a presence in the life of our audiences in this city and beyond.
So you just said focusing in part on what you need to stop doing. What does the station need to stop doing in your mind?
It's always hard to say what you need to stop doing, but one of the things, you know, for example, one of the decisions we made was to stop producing a wonderful program called Only a Game, which has been on the air for 27 years. It's public radio's only sports program, and it's distributed nationally, and it's been an important part of people's weekends for many years. And the reason we stopped doing it is because it was expensive to produce and the economy just wouldn't support producing something of that nature anymore. And like BUR, lots of our public radio colleagues across the country have had to make similar cuts to programs that they love, but just can't afford to produce anymore.
So to that end, how difficult is the financial situation at WBUR right now? Is the station stable? Are there more cuts coming?
Look, I hope there are not more cuts coming. The station, what we did today was in order to stabilize the station and our finances, and really importantly, to remain ambitious about our future as a beloved and trusted institution in Boston that's known for its sophisticated, smart, deep journalism and programming. And in order to double down on that, part of what we also needed to do was to add jobs to shore up our journalism. So at the same time as we're making hard cuts, and it's never easy, we're also going to continue to be bringing people into our ranks to make us an even stronger news organization.
So as you know, WBUR and the union representing reporters, editors, engineers, other employees have come to a tentative contract agreement this week. That is still not ratified. The union put out a statement which reads in part, quote, WBUR CEO Margaret Lowe declined to consult with union leaders before making layoffs and repeatedly refused to consider buyouts, furloughs, or pay reductions that have preserved jobs at NPR and have the support of many members of our unit, end quote. I want to ask you both your response to that and why WBUR did not consider asking staff to make those sacrifices in order to reduce layoffs.
Tiziana, let me take those. There are sort of two pieces of what you just asked. You said that I declined to consult with union leaders before making layoffs, and that's simply not true. We negotiated the terms of the layoffs with the union, even though they're not part of the proposed contracts, and we added 10 weeks of severance in the final negotiations in direct response to your union request. On the union points about buyouts, furloughs, and pay cuts, that's true. And, you know, just the other day, I was reading how the LA Times has lost talented journalists of color to other publications because it can't compete on pay. And I don't want to be in that position. Our commitment to local journalism is unwavering and unaffected by these cuts. And I'm determined to diversify our ranks and to continue to attract the kind of top-notch journalists that WBUR listeners have come to expect. And that's immeasurably harder if we impose pay cuts. And the other thing, Tiziana, is that furloughs implicitly assume we'll be back to prior budget levels relatively quickly. And I can't say with any confidence that that's the case. We continue to attract strong support from our members and big dollar donors, but our underwriting has taken a huge hit, and it's not clear that that's coming back anytime soon. I'm thinking about the long term and the long term health of your organization and the people who work here.
So I want to ask you about diversity at WBUR, Margaret. According to reporter Callum Borcher's article on the cuts, you named eight current employees who will take on prominent new roles in the restructured organization. Seven of them are white. How committed is the organization to diversity when that's the restructuring decision, and how does that commitment then manifest going forward?
It's a good and it's a really important question. And in part, the people who were promoted were our talented, terrific journalists and leaders. And WBUR has to double down on hiring, developing leaders of color. We need to add more leaders of color to our ranks. And it's vital to me, and it's vital to our future. And we have a lot of work to do. And this is an absolute priority to me.
Margaret, before we let you go, put this in context. With the massive disruptions we're seeing in local news, in broadcast journalism, print journalism, I understand we're in a moment of a pandemic, but we've been in a moment of a larger upheaval in news, and I'm sure it's on our listeners' minds.
Yeah, what I want to say to our listeners, to our audiences, wherever they find us, is that there has probably never been a moment where the value and importance of local news is more paramount. The combination of a pandemic and its impact on Boston and Massachusetts, people desperately need to find out what's happening where they live. And is the same is true in the wake of the police killing of George Floyd and everything that unfolded across the country. It's been a real reckoning and an important one, and shines the light on the possibility that there can be real and lasting change in terms of racial equity and racial justice in this country. And that was both an important national story, a global story, and an intensely local story. And we have journalists who hit the ground on all these stories, and I think they're doing an extraordinary job capturing the urgency of the moment and shining a light where it needs to be. And I'm immensely proud of our coverage and the stories we're telling and the reporting that we're doing, and we are not going to let up.
And that's WBUR's Margaret Lowe, the CEO. Margaret, thanks for joining Radio Boston.
Tiziana, thank you so much.
And briefly, we received a response from the WBUR union. It says, quote, "We did not know the scope or nature of the layoffs, and that blind negotiating a severance package and having a kind of hands-on collaborative approach to save jobs are different things," end quote.